In today's episode, Dee asks, how can I create videos people will watch and engage with? This is a very common question. It is a very important question because video takes more time to create than simply just typing a few words out into a document. One of the simplest tricks and hacks for high-performing video is to use or convert content that's already high-performing to video format. Instead of creating something new from whole cloth all the time, maybe use the 80-20 rule. Take 80% of your video should be converting stuff that you know your audience already wants, and 20% new stuff, new experimental things and such. So what would you use? How would you go about doing this? Well, there's three data sources that I would strongly recommend. One is your web analytics, two is social media analytics, and three is SEO data. So let's look at an example of this with for web analytics first. I'm in my Google Analytics here. I'm in the left-hand side under behavior. I'm going to choose all pages, and I want to choose a time frame that is sufficiently large enough to get a sense of what people care about. So I chose year-to-date here. 6 months is a good window, and you can see here, these are all the posts that are doing well, and you can see there's one, this consulting billing rate one just keeps getting coming up over and over again. So one of the things I should probably do is take this blog post, which is a mostly a text post with a little bit of interactivity, and turn it into a video. I should obviously keep the existing blog post, but essentially read it out loud on video, and then append it to this post to make sure that it is seen, to leverage its popularity. Now, one thing you can do that's kind of a nice power hack is to change the dates. Let's go back about a year and a half, 2 years now, and look at older content. Look at stuff that was much, much older way back when. And for those posts where it's relevant to do so, like business core competency, ethics and marketing and stuff, those are the posts that we didn't see them in the previous screen, but they did well in the past. They are ideal candidates for being refreshed, and there's no better way to refresh that than to use video as a way to jumpstart those posts and bring them back to life. So I could create a video for that, add it to the post, then change the post date, update the text as needed, and now I've got a brand new post that we know is popular based on years past and can make it work harder for us. So that's web analytics. Now, let's take a look at the second place we can look, which is social media data. I'm going to use IBM Watson Analytics for social media here. I'm using the topic of B2B marketing. I've programmed this in, and I've asked Watson to essentially go find all of the content out there in forum posts, blogs, videos, social posts about B2B marketing. And then I categorize them by sort of the topics that I want to break down. What are the things that people are talking about most? Well, funny enough, it turns out email marketing is such a huge part of B2B marketing. So here are some of the top posts in these categories. Now, you should absolutely not just rip off somebody else's content, but you can take the ideas, the general concepts, and share your own point of view. So here is one, how much does email marketing automation software cost? You can do pricing plans, comparison of products, top 10 most popular tools, most powerful traffic generation techniques, effort versus results. All of these, you can see that these are all about the topic of email marketing. So do I have perspectives of my own on any of these topics? Uses of email marketing, signatures in email marketing, of course, have perspectives that I could create that I know these are the popular topics, these are the popular concepts, but convert them into video content by creating my own point of view. So I can do research broadly about what people care about, but make a video of it. And then the third area, of course, is SEO data. We can look at content that's high ranking. And again, don't rip off other people's work, but look at the concepts and provide points of view. So this one I took social media marketing. What are some social media marketing campaigns? 5 bad habits that will tank your social media marketing. 5 ways of Twitter purge. 6 ways you can use yoga principles, and so on and so forth. There are, again, so many perspectives and points of view that we could have that would inform a great video that someone else has already done the research and the work of identifying the broad concepts. Now, what is our point of view in terms of creating video content about these things? So 5 bad habits that will tank your social media marketing. Are there bad habits that I see social media marketers doing that are disrupting their marketing? Of course. The use of copy bots is a really good example. Don't use a copy bot. It will go very badly. If you're not familiar, copy bot is simply a piece of automated software that just blatantly copies somebody else's feed, right? So it copies their Instagram feed or a Twitter feed. Don't use them. They're terrible. And they're also a copyright violation, which exposes you to all sorts of legal issues. But anyone who's been in the field for more than 6 months has some sense of what works and what doesn't in social media marketing. And so by looking at these general topics like bad habits of social media marketers, you can create content that you know people will engage with because it's already high performing. Someone else has their point of view. We want to create our point of view. So those are the three data sources. Of those three, I would start with your web analytics. Unless you have no content at all, like you have no blog, your website is literally just a brochure. If you have a blog, then you want to start with web analytics because it is your content. It is the most unique to you, and it already contains your points of view, and it is your intellectual property. So you have absolutely no issues whatsoever, you know, just literally reading your previous content out loud. Social media marketing data is where I would say social media and SEO data are a blend. They should be, you know, weight them equally. Do one video from one source, do another video from another source. Go back and forth and see which is more relevant to your audience. Of those two, I would lean a little bit more heavily on search data only because people type things into Google they wouldn't say out loud. And this is an important thing to think about is what will people type into Google that they might be embarrassed to say in a conversation? If you are, say, a B2B marketer, you're like, I don't know what lead scoring is. You probably don't want to admit that, particularly on a professional network like LinkedIn. But you absolutely would type in what is lead scoring into Google or Bing or the search engine of your choice. So. But still, use both to get a sense of the tone and tenor and the flavor of conversation around these topics, and then create videos around those topics. So that's the answer to how do you create videos that people will watch and engage with. Create stuff that people want. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.